patreon.com/swellreads.
Two heroes of Belzerg walked through the doors of a magical items shop. The yellow one marched forth and shook the rustic wooden floor with her metallic boots.
Good afternoon.
You, shopkeep, we are in need of your most valued wares for our travels.
If you could call them heroes, with a straight face, that is.
Of course. Darkness, most valued. We don't have that kind of gold on us.
Aqua swiftly turned, shooting a nasty side eye toward Wiz.
Besides, she's a lich. An undead. Who knows what trick she might pull if you'd cross her the wrong way?
Aqua spoke as though the two weren't frequent customers. It had become a sort of routine for Darkness to pick out poisonous elixirs. While Aqua fancied herself in purifying some of Wiz's more problematic items. A goddess like her walking into Wiz's store was this land's equivalent of a vegan walking into a butcher shop. But a little petty vandalism made each trip fun for her. Wiz typically kept a rather close eye on the two, bowing out only for a few minutes to prepare some tea. In that time, Darkness stumbled on one that particularly caught her eye.
This one is venomous enough to kill a pack of orcs on the spot. It's perfect!
It is 500 gold.
What if I drank it right here? She'd be forced to let us leave with it. Then I just huck it back up into the vial.
I'm not doing that,
she said in a very particular tone. Notably, she wasn't opposed to the idea of Darkness shoplifting, but was opposed to spending more time in the undead lich's shop than was absolutely necessary.
Besides, she could simply drain the poison from your body with a simple touch.
Even better! Sounds like this plan is good to go!
Darkness, no!
Aqua's top half lunged toward her peer. However, her spatial awareness in this moment was unfortunately lacking. No matter how many chairs she sat in, or how many times she tightly stretched that miniskirt up and over her hips, she never quite seemed to take into account how far her butt extended behind her.
Huh?
Her shelf impacted one of Wiz's shelves, causing both's contents to shake. Only one of them, though, had glass flasks and artifacts stacked halfway to the ceiling. The rattling could be heard all the way down the aisle. Wiz placed her tray of tea down and speedwalked over as fast as she could. She was carrying nearly as much of a wagon as Aqua, and with a chest to rival Darkness to boot. These, accompanied by her flowing velvet robe, made her rather cumbersome. A nimble rogue, the lich was not. Her efforts to keep it upright were met with general success. Except for one item that had slipped a tad too far and fell onto her head, causing Wiz to slip and tumble. Thankfully, her fluffy bosom easily broke the fall.
Oh, heavens, are you all right?
How expected of her kind to trip over oneself like that.
She held back a smirk from seeing Wiz face planted.
If you feel the need to punish me, then I have no choice but to oblige.
Darkness imagined all the potential dark arts Wiz could use on her.
Please don't concern yourselves with that. I'm more worried about the...
She saw which artifact had fallen onto her clear as day. Venus of Dungeon Architecture. A small wooden statue that enchanted its surroundings to grow in volume. Wiz felt a magical aura spill all over her when it had shattered. But she was too far in a state of shock to speculate what this could entail for her. Though the effects were soon made clear. Her already curvy figure had started to become even more exaggerated. Her hips widened, her breasts bulged out in front of her, and her butt rose like a loaf of bread. Wiz even felt her belly plumping up, lightly brushing against the floor.
My, are you under some form of curse? I could attempt to suck the venom out of you if so desired. I meant, we could retrieve something to reverse this. After all, I couldn't imagine being so big, flabby, and squished against the floor by my own body.
Please, just let me think for a moment.
Wiz glanced over toward the two. She attempted to shift herself around as to face them better, but to little avail. She mentally skimmed through a short list of what could possibly fix this situation, and she had to act promptly, lest her increasing girth knock any other items over.
Oh, perhaps you could grab the shrink tincture,
she said, pointing her weighted arm in a direction vaguely behind Aqua.
Of course! I'll get right on it!
The fact darkness could still hear the floorboards creaking beneath Wiz made matters clear. She had to act fast. She ran up one of the ladders leaning against the wall and realized she had no idea which was which. Everything was labeled in runes, and what little readable text they did have was extremely cryptic. Yet, the worst part in all of this was that darkness didn't know what a tincture even was.
This one, maybe?
With a less than educated guess, she nabbed a flask and hopped off the ladder.
Wiz! Wiz! I've returned!
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, to tell you the truth, I think it's starting to slow
down. Do it.
Aqua's thin mask of neutrality slipped off, chuckling at Wiz's drenched hair draping over her face.
No need to thank me, for I'm only honoring my code as a noble.
May I see that for a moment?
Wiz gently held the emptied glass, being able to read the label on the front.
Ichor of intensification.
Intensify what now?
Wiz didn't have the heart to tell them. This one had no effect on its own, but instead intensified any existing effects. That is to say, the problem had in fact not been solved. If anything, it was made worse. Her belly squeezed further into the ground, bulging out at both sides and threatening to stretch her robes. She made quick work to pull the section around her breasts together, only to be met by a from two of the straps on her dress. Her belly flopped further outward, now spreading wider than her legs did.
Oh, Wiz, I'm so sorry about all of this.
Darkness's face lit up.
Why, what sort of a knight would I be without a backup plan?
She gallantly stepped over toward Wiz. Darkness slid both arms underneath the lich's belly like a pair of prongs and effortlessly hoisted the enormous weight of Wiz's body over her shoulder.
Wait, you could have just done that the entire time?
As a crusader, strength is always my first priority.
Darkness took a few steps, with Wiz above wobbling like a giant purple water balloon. But right as she was approaching the door, she began to shake her knees.
Oh dear, it would appear my strength is, wavering.
Put it down before you...
With a heave, Darkness launched Wiz several meters into the air, nearly reaching the ceiling of her own shop.
Oh, such a noble crusader I am, sacrificing myself for the greater good.
She spun violently, rapidly jiggling and sloshing with each 360-degree rotation she made. But alas, what went up?
Her?
Don't worry, Aqua. I've broken her fall with my meek, useless body.
Huh. Aqua squinted.
Please, just get Kazuma-san here. I feel he would be of much more aid.
For once, you make a fair point, Lich.
For the first time in perhaps ever, she wasn't the most pathetic one here.